Hello, my name's Dave Emery, and this is For the Record program number 377, titled Update on Altaqua and the Post-War Fascist International. This is being recorded on September 15th of the year 2002. Before we get into the main body of the subject material, let me remind you of a couple of things. First of all, if the information that I'm presenting here sounds too dense or too pedantic, and I can understand that, be aware that within a week or so of the airing of this broadcast, there will be an article-length, detailed, annotated description of For the Record Program 377, not only containing the sources, but with text excerpts to make it easier for people to understand. Be aware also that in addition to these descriptions, which will be on the Spitfire website at www.spitfirelist.com, sister station WFMU-FM in Jersey City, New Jersey, is archiving the For the Record programs on Real Audio. More recent programs are streaming at www.wfmu.org/Dave Emery, one word, DaveEmory, and older programs are available for download only on Real Audio at a longer URL, which is linked to both the For the Record section of the Spitfire website and to the other WFMU URL. In this broadcast, we're going to be taking a look at Altaqua, or Nada Management, as it was later renamed. This is what I call an Islamo-fascist organization. It has historical links and political links going back to the fascism of the pre-World War II and World War II period. It has evolved over the years and has become an element of what I call Islamo-fascism, in turn, very much connected to the international fascist milieu. So the Altaqua, or NADA Management Organization, has been identified by the Treasury Department as one of the funding sources for Al-Qaeda and has been alleged to have aided Al-Qaeda after September 11th. In addition to reviewing some of the information about the Muslim Brotherhood, an Islamo-fascist organization dating back to the World War II period, and its connections to Altaqua, we're going to be talking about Altaqua's connections to a number of different prominent post-World War II fascist elements. In particular, take note of the numerous connections between the Altaqua milieu and people like Ahmed Idris Nasreddin, an associate of Youssef Nada, the founder of Altaqua, and the milieu of Silvio Berlusconi, the Prime Minister of Italy, a former member of the P2 Lodge, and a person who has the Alleanza Nazionale, the Italian Fascist Party under Gianfranco Fini, the direct successors to Mussolini, as coalition partners in the current Italian government. And we're going to take a look at a number of different connections between the Altaqua milieu and people involved in that and Silvio Berlusconi. We're also going to be taking a look at some of the connections between the Bin Laden organization and people with evidentiary tributaries and historical backgrounds connecting them to the Third Reich. And in particular, note an individual who was one of the founders of Altaqua and who represents one of the historical and political bridges between Islamo-fascism and German National Socialism, or Nazism. That's, in a nutshell, what we're going to be looking at. Let's proceed. First item up comes from Newsweek's issue of September 9th of 2002. This is an article by Mark Hosenball, H-O-S-E-N-B-A-L-L. This is in the Periscope section. It's called Money Trail, Freezing the Terrorist Cash Stashes, and it reads in part as follows. As if to rebut a draft UN report claiming the financial crackdown had lost steam, the Treasury Department announced it was blocking the assets of 25 new individuals and entities. More than half of these are related to Altaqua, a now-defunct offshore banking network based in Switzerland. Treasury accused the Muslim Brotherhood, an influential but supposedly moderate Islamist group, of backing the Altaqua network, which the United States says funded Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda before and after September 11th, and financed militants in Algeria, Tunisia, and the Palestinian territories. Newsweek has learned that American criminal investigators are currently examining Altaqua's business contacts in the United States. John Rossi, a lawyer for Altaqua's principals, say they deny any terrorist connections, but acknowledge that one of his clients' offices in Lugano was searched by Swiss authorities as recently as May. Several things to note here. This is being recorded on September 15th. We are just past the cusp, so to speak, of the first anniversary of the September 11th attacks, and I'm not going to gild the lily, so to speak, or add on top of the many retrospectives that have been done about September 11th. This is a very important event with historical implications that I think are going to resound throughout this century. But suffice it to say that as the first anniversary of this event approached, the Treasury Department, as indicated in the article that I just excerpted, has not only fingered al-Taqwa, but also the Muslim Brotherhood and Youssef Nada. Now, they've been these organizations and individuals have been the focal point of Treasury Department activity before. This is the first time I have seen the Muslim Brotherhood mentioned in Treasury Department information. Note, as we have seen in many broadcasts, including For the Record 343 and number 369, the Muslim Brotherhood is an Islamic fundamentalist organization that has strong historical links to the fascist powers of World War II, Nazi Germany in particular. It is an Islamo-fascist organization that was allied with the Third Reich. And Youssef Nada, according to Egyptian intelligence, had spied for Nazi Germany and worked on behalf of the Abwehr in the Middle East. So for those listeners who may be finding the analysis presented in these broadcasts to be somewhat difficult or incredible, suffice it to say that the Treasury Department, as the first anniversary of September 11th approached, has cited the Muslim Brotherhood, an Islamo-fascist ally of Nazi Germany, and Youssef Nada, an alleged Nazi spy in World War II, as key participants in the events in and around September 11th. I would also note that, as mentioned here, Newsweek maintains that al-Taqwa's business contacts in the United States are under investigation. As we looked at in For the Record 356, and as we reviewed in For the Record program number 376, among the key people who had interceded with some of al-Taqwa's business contacts in the United States, or who had interceded on behalf of some of al-Taqwa's business contacts in the United States, with whom this individual also had professional relationships, was none other than Talat Atman, a key member of the board of directors of Harkin Energy, George W. Bush's energy company. And Talat Atman was on the audit committee of the Aloha Petroleum deal, one of the funny money transactions that provided George Bush with his rich yield on his stock sales. So if, in fact, the investigation of the al-Taqwa business contacts in the United States is allowed to proceed, it will undoubtedly impinge on the milieu of Talat Atman, who in turn is a key element of the professional milieu surrounding George W. Bush. It'll be interesting to see where, if any place, that particular investigation goes. Now, more about Youssef Nada al-Taqwa and Ahmed Idris Nasreddin. This from the U.S. Treasury Department press release that is available on the web at www.ustres.gov, and the full URL will be on the in the For the Record section of the Spitfire website when the description for this broadcast goes up. I'm simply going to deal with some of the individuals and some of the institutions that have had their assets frozen in the latest Treasury Department action. These individuals and institutions constitute more of the milieu of al-Taqwa. And skipping down to the second page, the third page of this particular press release, based on information available to Italy and the United States, Youssef Nada, again, as we've seen, allegedly a Nazi spy in World War II, and Ahmed Idris Nasreddin, through commercial holdings, operate an extensive financial network providing support for terrorist-related activities. In the case of Nada and Nasreddin, this involves an extensive conglomeration of businesses from which they derive their income or through which they conduct transactions. Based on evidence of their support for terrorism, Nada and Nasreddin were previously designated by the international community as financiers of terror. Nada was designated by the United States on November 7, 2001, and by the United Nations on November 9, 2001. Nasreddin was designated by the G7 on April 19, 2002, and by the United Nations on April 24, 2002. Nasruddin's corporate holdings and financial network provide direct support for NADA and Bank al-Taqwa, which was also previously designated by the United States on November 7, 2001, and the United Nations on November 9, 2001. This designation of 14 additional entities owned or controlled by either NADA or Nasruddin will further restrict their assets and their network by precluding these companies from being used to provide funding or support for terrorism. Nasruddin and NADA, who have worked closely together for many years, are both directors of Bank al-Taqwa and Aqida Bank, that's A-K-I-D-A. NADA holds a controlling interest in Bank al-Taqwa, and Nasruddin holds a controlling interest in Aqida Bank. Both al-Taqwa and Aqida Bank are not functional banking institutions in the conventional sense. They are rather shell companies lacking a physical presence and sharing the same address in the Bahamas where they were licensed. For this reason, the licenses of Bank al-Taqwa and Aqida Bank have been revoked by the Bahamian government. Note here in this Treasury press release, the reference here to the Muslim Brotherhood, that again is an Islamo-fascist organization that was allied with Nazi Germany in World War II. I would note in connection with the Muslim Brotherhood, though, because it is an Islamic fundamentalist organization and as such theocratic fascist in nature, it has at times clashed with some of the secular Arabo-fascist regimes in the Middle East, and as such, although at times it has worked against the United States in the past, particularly during the Cold War, it sometimes collaborated with elements of the CIA because the secular left was seen as a greater threat by elements in the United States during the Cold War. But note here, as the first anniversary of September 11th passes, that the Treasury Department is here basically fingering the Muslim Brotherhood, an organization allied with Nazi Germany, as one of the players in the al-Taqwa milieu. Bank al-Taqwa, of which Nasruddin is a director, was established in 1988 with significant backing from the Muslim Brotherhood. They have been involved in financing radical groups such as the Palestinian Hamas, Algeria's Islamic Salvation Front and Armed Islamic Group, Tunisia's An-Nada, and Osama bin Laden and his al-Qaeda organization. Bank al-Taqwa was established in the Bahamas and is a close affiliate of the al-Taqwa Management Organization, which changed its name in the spring of 2000 to the NADA Management Organization. In 1997, it was reported that the $60 million collected annually for Hamas was moved to Bank al-Taqwa accounts. As of October 2000, Bank al-Taqwa appeared to be providing a clandestine line of credit to a close associate of Osama bin Laden, and as of late September of 2001, Osama bin Laden and his al-Qaeda organization received financial assistance from Youssef M. Nada. NADA and Nasruddin own or control a number of business entities through direct ownership, control, or in cooperation with each other. 14 of these entities are being designated in furtherance of the prior designations of these two individuals to disrupt their use of assets under their ownership or control that could be used to finance terrorist activities. And in the list of organizations here, I'm going to focus on one. That is number 14, Nasruddin Group International Holding Limited, or NGIH. According to corporate documents, Ahmed Idris Nasruddin is the chairman of the board of directors of Nasruddin Group International Group Holding. In addition, Nasruddin Group International Holding Limited is one of the few entities with which Aqida Bank conducts business. Now, again, note that these various organizations are in many cases, obviously, legal entities that are set up for the purposes of masking various business transactions, and many of them basically are simply were apparently created in order to do business with one another. However, note, again, as the first anniversary of September 11th passes by, that the Treasury Department, hardly a fringe source, is identifying not only Youssef Nada, who allegedly spied for Nazi Germany in World War II, but also the Muslim Brotherhood and Islamo-fascist ally of Nazi Germany as participants in the events in and around September 11th. And for those listeners who would like to critically evaluate what I've had to say about September 11th, which is quite a bit, simply factor that into the equation. What I'm going to do next is to briefly review a couple of passages from the book Dollars for Terror that we've used in the past. This book, Dollars for Terror, subtitled The United States and Islam, was authored by Richard LaBeviere. The book was published in softcover by Algora Press at www.algora.com. The ISBN number is 1-892941-06-6. The book was published in French in 1999 and in English in 2000, and the translator is Martin Demers. By the way, you can visit Algora's website at www.algora.com. First of all, of the Muslim Brotherhood identified in the Treasury Department report as basically the parent organization of Al-Taqwa and therefore at least indirectly a participant in the events of September 11th, Richard LaBeviere writes as follows, and in For the Record 343 we access information about the Muslim Brotherhood at considerable length and in detail. And LaBeviere writes over here about his research into terrorism. Many times over, American, European, and Arab diplomats and public officials advised me to follow the trail of the dollars of terror, unquote. Indeed, by reconstructing the financial circuits of terrorism, one has a better chance of understanding the true nature of Islamist ideology. Every time, I was brought back to both the official and the secret structures of Saudi finance. Every time, I stumbled on the fraternity of the Muslim Brothers. The representatives of this cult, with Saudi Arabia's assistance, are financing influential associations in Egypt, as well as Africa, Asia, and Europe. And of Nasruddin, of NIGH, Nasruddin International Group Holdings, that we just about which we just heard from the Treasury Department report, skipping ahead and reviewing a passage from Dollars for Terror that we've read before, dealing with Nasruddin International Group Holdings and Al-Taqwa and the Banco del Gotardo of Bank of Gothard, which overlaps Al-Taqwa, as we've seen, and among other programs for the record 356, 7, 8, and 9, we read as follows. The Milanese connection, that of course refers to Milan, Italy, the Milanese connection originates in the Bahamas. Since leaving its first head office in Nassau, Al-Taqwa established itself at NIGH, Nasruddin International Group Holdings at 10 Dewa Street in Nassau. The NIGH holding company deserves close attention. Youssef Nada's assistant, Ali Galeb Himat, works there. The Bank of Gothard is NIGH's bank through account CCB number 313656 through the agency of Kiasso in the name of a charity foundation. The Bank of Gothard also appears in a confidential report on Al-Taqwa's activity under the heading of Business Connections. The bank manager at Gothard, Claudio Generale, told me, however, that he does not know either Al-Taqwa or its director, much less the holding company NIGH. The president and creator of NIGH, Nasruddin Ahmed Idris, who also appears on the list of the first shareholders in Al-Taqwa, is Honorary Consul of Kuwait in Milan. Living in Italy, Switzerland, and Morocco, this businessman directs a multitude of financial companies, most of which end up leading again to the nebula of Al-Taqwa. One of them, Gulf Office, Association for Commercial, Industrial, and Tourist Development between the Gulf States and Switzerland, currently dormant, had been housed in the same building as the Mosque of Lugano. In 1994, the Italian judicial system had its sights set on Gulf Office and conducted an inquiry into its activities in the context of the Operation Clean Hands. Well, we've dealt with Operation Clean Hands in the past, and that refers to the investigation by the Italian judicial authorities of the P2 milieu. And one of the people who was investigated in connection with that was Italian Prime Minister and former P2 member Silvio Berlusconi, who both in 1994 and currently had the Alleanza Nazionale, the final incarnation of Mussolini's fascist party, as a coalition government partner. And as we're going to see now in a paper that has been provided to us by Kevin Coogan, the brilliant author of Dreamer of the Day, Francis Parker Yockey and the Postwar Fascist International, as well as an article from Hit List magazine about Ahmed Huber, Kevin has broken down a book that was recently published out of Switzerland. And that book is about Al-Qaeda, and it deals with some of the connections between the Al-Taqwa milieu and the milieu of the post-war fascist international. And as noted in this paper, which I'm going to excerpt at considerable length for the duration of the broadcast, there are a number of connections between the milieu of Al-Taqwa and Ahmed Idris Nasruddin and the milieu of Silvio Berlusconi and the Alleanza Nazionale, as well as other post-war fascist elements. I want to stress with regard to this book that the research that Kevin Coogan has accessed here for us by translating this book, which was published in German, was done by the authors. Those authors, a husband and wife team operating out of Switzerland, are Johannes and Hermana, or Germana von Donagny. And Johannes von Donagny, or Donagny, was the author of an article from Weltwoche that was the balance of the broadcast, or much of the broadcast, of For the Record 342. Kevin has translated much of this book and has provided us with a summary of some of the key pages and key chapters in this particular book. The book is titled, and forgive my highly imperfect German pronunciation, Schmutzige Geschäfte und Heiliger Krieg, Al-Qaeda in Europe, Dirty Business and Holy War, Al-Qaeda in Europe, published by Pendo Verlag, Zurich, 2002. And what I'm going to do is to relay as best I can the key details of Kevin Coogan's lengthy summary of this book. And again, this was provided to us by Kevin Coogan in order to basically give us some insight into the allegations that have been surfaced by Johannes and Germana von Donagny. Let's proceed into this particular summary. The paper is titled Report on Islamists, the Far Right, and Al-Taqwa, and Kevin's introduction reads, the first part of this report will primarily summarize information from an important new book by Johannes and Germana von Donagny entitled Schmutzige Geschäfte und Heiliger Krieg, Al-Qaeda in Europe, Dirty Business and Holy War, Al-Qaeda in Europe, published by Pendo Verlag, Zurich, 2002. The von Donagnys are longtime investigative reporters based in Milan. I will concentrate on part of Chapter 4, The Financing of Jihad, and all of Chapter 5, A Fatal Mixture, which summarizes pages 216 through 264. The second part of this report will focus more on Al-Taqwa member Ahmed Huber and his possible links to Saeed Ramadan, one of the most important Islamists in Europe, but whose 1995 death has made him almost invisible in contemporary accounts. By the way, in For the Record 354, we access the vast bulk of Kevin Coogan's article from Hit List magazine about Ahmed Huber and Al-Taqwa. And in For the Record 371, I interviewed Kevin Coogan at some length about Islamofascism, Yaqiism, Ahmed Huber, Al-Taqwa, and related events. Be aware, by the way, that each week, Spitfire's website, which is equipped with Real Audio, has the latest pair of half-hour segments available for download only on Real Audio. And again, as I'll refresh your, as I will talk about again in a minute, sister station FMU, WFMU-FM, is archiving these programs on Real Audio. Now, skipping down into the broadcast and skipping down into this paper provided for us by Kevin Coogan, the first section that we're going to review, there's a lengthy review by Kevin and summation of some of the many connections between Saudi Islamic charities and Islamo-fascist and terrorist activities around the world. And these Islamist-Saudi connections, including the SICO, Saudi Investment Company, are discussed at considerable length in numerous broadcasts about September 11th. The first section that we're going to deal with here concerns the Osama bin Laden and SICO and some of the interesting people in the in this particular orbit. Names to remember here, a guy named Shal Rocha, who is a director of SICO, and who also is an associate and apparently a very good friend of Baudin Dunant, the co-chairman of the board of SECO, a close friend of François Genoux, one of the most important Nazi intelligence operatives and bankers in the Middle East and in Europe, both during World War II and afterward. We've looked at Genoux in numerous broadcasts in the past. Note that in addition to being the attorney for François Genoux when Genoux was on trial in connection with terrorist activities in 1983, Baudet Dunant is a very close friend of Genoux's as well. He's also very close to Charles Rochat, who may be the Carlos Rochat, R-O-C-H-A-T, who is doing a lot of interesting traveling along with Osama bin Laden to Milan, Italy. Note also the connections of Charles Rochat and Baudin Dunant to Willard Zucker, one of the key players in some of the Iran-Contra-related financial activities operating out of Switzerland. Although note, in the passage that I'm about to read, the enterprise, as referred to here, is not the same enterprise that was a cover for many of the Iran-Contra-related activities. Skipping down in Kevin Coogan's summary, Osama bin Laden knows his life is now under the microscope. Why did he fly, for example, 9 times to Milan, Italy? Each stop was so short, reports a member of the maintenance team at the private Forlanini airport, that it couldn't be for shopping. 6 times, bin Laden came to Milan from his domicile in Cannes, and because of EU regulations, these flights were considered domestic, and no list of passengers was required to be filed. But 3 times he flew in from Zurich, and Italian border police have copies of the passenger list. Here there is a puzzle as to what, as one name is Carlos Rochat, R-O-C-H-A-T, but there is no Carlos Rochat known to investigators. However, there is a Charles Rochat who was on the SECO advisory board. Is this a typo, or is there someone else using a false passport? They can't get an answer from Osama bin Laden, who is silent on this matter. And again, this may be the same Charles Rochat, or the Carlos Rochat, maybe Charles Rochat, a very interesting individual indeed. It is equally possible that bin Laden's silence about Rochat is meant to avoid other problems that might arise, such as why Charles Rochat and Baudin Dunant, two members of the SECO advisory board who were attorneys, on May 21, 2001, liquidated the business Tyndall Trust, that had first been registered in Villars-sur-Glâne near Fribourg in January of 1986. They fulfilled the same function for a sister society of the Tyndall Trust that shared the same name and was opened in 1990 in Geneva and liquidated in January of 1991. One of the top managers of the Tyndall Trust since its founding was the American tax attorney Willard Zucker, who lives in Geneva, and we'll continue with this discussion on the other side of this broadcast. I've made reference to Spitfire, that's a tape duplication service which has all of the various programs that I've done over the years available. You can reach them at P.O. Box 1179, Ben Lomond, California, 95005, email mail, M-A-I-L, at spitfirelist.com, and you can visit the Real Audio-equipped Spitfire website at www.spitfirelist.com. And within a week of the airing of this broadcast, there will be a detailed, annotated, article-length description of, for the record, 377 in the Spitfire website. There are also links within the For the Record section of the Spitfire website to 2 websites maintained by sister station WFMU-FM. More recent For the Record programs are streaming on Real Audio at www.wfmu.org/Dave Emory, D-A-V-E-E-M-O-R-Y. Longer programs available for download only on another URL linked to both the For the Record section of the Spitfire website and the first WFMU URL. This concludes Side 1 of For the Record program number 377, update on Altaqua and the post-war fascist international, being recorded on September 15th of 2002. My name is Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.